Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pedlick Christian football team, Rich Kagrinsky, following a hard-fought 45-31 loss against PCM. Coach, there was a lot of confidence in this team that you guys could change the outcome a little bit of that first matchup where PCM was kind of able to use the second half to pull away and gain some momentum. Tonight, not the case. Eagles showing that they're a team that much better than that record indicates, competing against number two and 2A very well here in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah, super proud of our team. I thought we just showed incredible resilience, right? Even the end of the second quarter to get those scores tied up right for half. We felt real good at halftime. Third quarter, made a couple mistakes, but we got back in it and had a chance. We had third and 10 with the down one score there in the fourth quarter. So no quitting these kids. Really proud of them. Made an awful, awful lot of improvement from the week one here to the playoffs. So a lot of tough one to take tonight, the loss. But we're going to celebrate a lot of improvement this year.
There's a lot to celebrate with this team, too. One thing I got to touch on, too, was, you know, just the poise. 2 weeks in a row, you go down by multiple scores, and it's really easy for a team to look at that and be like, man, 2 weeks in a row, we're down double-digit points. That can be very demoralizing for a team, and this team just never really looked like a team that ever let that cross their mind as well. Just talk about the mindset of these guys to not allow those double-digit point deficits phase them even.
Well, we just talked about playing hard every down, taking every play and taking it serious. Our seniors did a great job. I think they really believed that we could come back, and obviously we did in both situations. Didn't get the win tonight, but a week ago against Clarinda was as big a win as I've ever been a part of. So I'm just super proud of these guys. I think I learned a lot. If you just keep fighting, keep battling, great things are going to happen.
One unit I think kind of showed that improvement you're talking about there, offensive defensive lines tonight. PCM never really felt like controlled the line of scrimmage like they did at times in that first matchup as well. I think that just goes to show, I know every phase of the team had those improvements, but, you know, especially the line of scrimmage, that felt like the key difference in that first matchup against PCM, and that wasn't a difference in tonight's game, really.
Agreed. I was super proud of our defensive line. I mean, they were slugging against some big dudes there all night long, but I just really felt like PCM was not able to dominate us the way they were the first game. And then on the offensive line, we did some really nice things. We were able to rush the football, had some success. That's a nice defensive line they have there as well. So super proud of our kids. Made a lot of progress. And kind of bodes well for the future as well.
And here we're talking to Rich Kagrinsky, head coach of the Pedlick Christian football team. And, you know, we talk about the offensive and defensive lines. Got to talk about the skill positions, too, both on the offense and the defense. Brecken Ritzer, you know, he faced some pressure with a little bit more passing opportunities in the second half there. Landon Nunnikov, and, you know, there were some times where it felt like he was going to be bottled up, did a nice job finding a hole on the defensive side of things. Garrett Wheeler to Anton Boonder were asked to step up a lot as well, and they did a great job of answering the bell every time you asked them too.
Yeah, I thought Garrett Wheeler played really well. Anton Boonder played really well. Brecken played really well on both sides of the ball. Landon Nunnikov ran tough. Gilbert Flagel had a big night. Caleb Volk had another big night. So, you know, our skill guys played well. And they're the reason why we were able to. We were the one score game, with 4 minutes to go. So we had a chance.
And we look at this team, and I know we'll talk about them a little bit more in the season recap, but these seniors, I mean, I don't know how to capture in words what they've meant to this team. You know, it's been some trying times here the last couple of years, right? And trying to just kind of navigate your way back to, you know, some of that success you guys had a couple of years ago, getting to the round of eight and stuff like that. They nearly get it done here this year in a year where many, maybe especially when you look at the record, didn't expect that. They have proven to be great leaders, great men on the football field for this Eagles squad.
Absolutely. I got, to me, the perseverance and the resilience that they showed. We had a lot of injuries, and we overcame those injuries, and we overcame, you know, the losing record. So just hats off to the senior class. So proud of them. It's been a delight coaching them.
Coach Guy Kamrinsky, appreciate the time, and looking forward to catching up and talking about the full season and just kind of reminiscing about all the progress that was made this season. But I appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Rich Guy Kamrinsky, head coach of the Pelican Christian football team, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.